This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 2 months ago. The name of the company is Cary Health, Inc. They're on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol EMOR. And with us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have him, is the CEO of the company, Mr. Ian Parker. Ian, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Before we get into the Q&A, if you would, just give my listeners just a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Sure. Just to eliminate any confusion that may arise, we just went through a name change with FINRA. The name of the company is Cary Health, Inc. When you go to our ticker symbol EMOR, you may still see the old name Emerald Organic Products, but that is Cary Health, Inc. Cary Health is a digital healthcare company. We have a complete digital healthcare ecosystem that includes a 50-state medical group, advanced virtual care, and digital pharmacies as well.
You know, it seems to me, and you hear a lot about different health companies here recently in the last 6 to 9 months, but it seems to me that healthcare industry is rapidly digitizing. Where does your company fit in this evolving marketplace?
That is the truth. It is rapidly digitizing. I think there is a misnomer out there right now that technology is catching up to healthcare. It's actually the other way around. The healthcare industry has been somewhat of a slow adopter of technology, and the COVID crisis has put a lot of pressure on our existing systems and has forced the healthcare industry to move quickly into the digital environment. So where our company fits is really a very complete ecosystem. The 50-state medical group allows us to bring on a very broad range of specialties. Unlike a lot of our competitors, we can now bring on specialties so that when you have a care episode, we can now take you, we can keep you in the ecosystem. You can find the rest of your continuum of care within our ecosystem as opposed to us just pointing you in another direction and you having to find that care yourself. The advanced virtual care side allows you to connect digitally to a doctor. So that platform works on all the mobile devices and is compatible with almost any internet browser. And then we integrate that with the digital pharmacy. Once again, that allows us to keep you in the ecosystem, make sure that you get the care that you need and you get it when you need it.
How many people are in the Cary Health ecosystem today?
Right now we have 2.5 million people in the ecosystem.
Wow.
We've been able to begin marketing to those people as of 1/1 this year. So we're just now starting to monetize all of those relationships. We have another 500,000 people that we're bringing on board as we speak. So the ecosystem is growing very rapidly.
Explain to me, if you would, how do you guys unify health tech by patient monitoring or patient education or fintech? How is that revolving?
Sure. So the virtual care side, if you look at virtual care right now, originally when virtual care came out, or telemedicine, as they like to call it, it's really
right.
Evolved into virtual care. When that first came out, you based it in acute and common conditions. So in other words, I'm only treating acute and common conditions. I'm only looking to interact with you on an episodic, in sort of an episodic way. What telemedicine has become is virtual care, whereby I'm looking to provide you all of the things you need within, once you come into my digital platform. So by having the ability to connect to doctors and a variety of specialties on the virtual care side, that's only one part of it. What we want to do now is once we determine what your therapy should be, we want to be able to bring it right to your door. That's where the digital pharmacy comes in. So if you look at competitors like Capsule or Alto, they're able to do last mile delivery. In other words, get your therapies to you same day. The goal is to cut down the amount of treatment time. So if a doctor says you need a certain therapy, I can now get it to you, you know, and cut your therapy time down to 1 or 2 days. We've signed a deal with a particular last mile carrier. I can't really disclose who that is as of yet, but we have already signed that transaction. And we're now able to provide last mile delivery in certain locations, certain large metropolitan areas. So now you have a way for the doctor to connect to you virtually. Now you have a way for you to get the best possible price on your prescriptions, and we have a way of filling it same day. And then in addition to that, we have some advanced patient monitoring that we're integrating into the platform right now, which will be able to give vital signs to the doctors, to the healthcare providers on the other side, give real-time vital signs right from your mobile device. So that takes us into the next generation of patient monitoring, whereby you don't need a whole lot of equipment to actually get that data. I just need your mobile device, and I can now send real-time data back to the provider so that they can properly treat your condition.
Price point.
Price point right now is for an individual is around $20.
Nice.
For a family is about $39. That's the price point right now. And that includes unlimited telehealth visits. It includes behavioral health visits. It includes prescription discounts. So there's a lot of things included inside of the package that benefits the overall consumer.
I was reading you guys have a program regarding social programs, available aid. Can you explain to me a little bit more what exactly, because you hear that buzzword all the time, right? Social media, social programs.
Yes. If you look at the way social programs and social aid, governmental aid or charitable aid is delivered to those who need it right now, it's not particularly efficient. So this is where health tech meets fintech, if you will. What we did is we took the wallet, the e-wallet, which is a quasi-banking product.
Right.
That helps us grab your identity, verify your identity, capture your personal information. And then what we've done is we've tied it into all of the programs that exist out there. So now from one mobile device, you can now search all available programs, housing, food, healthcare, medication. You can search all the available programs. The program will determine your eligibility. Once it determines your eligibility, it'll submit that application for you and then receive the payments into the e-wallet. Part of the problem that exists out there right now is that if you go with paper, that process, one, the programs are hard to find. So if you're in need of it, usually pretty hard to find. Two, if you submit the information via paper, you're waiting 4 to 5 weeks for turnaround time and a response. Usually if you need the aid, you can't wait 4 or 5 weeks. So the goal here was to make sure that we cut the application time and the ability to receive the payments down to 1 to 3 days. And that way, the people who need the help can go get the help. And in a time where COVID is really putting a lot of pressure on our economy and our fellow neighbors, this is a program that is incredibly, incredibly important.
Ian, before I let you go today, a couple questions real quick. Commercialize and revenues, have you given any thought to that when this might come to fruition?
It's a first quarter event. I should clarify that. We're in our fourth quarter right now. So in the fourth quarter, we are going to realize revenues. In the first quarter of next year, which will be April 1st for us, since we're on a fiscal year, we will start to really begin to realize the full breadth of revenues that we've built into the ecosystem.
And before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I think the most important thing is the completeness of the thought that we gave to putting this platform together. It took a great many professionals to do that. We have an incredible team of people, both from a medical standpoint, from a financial standpoint, from a technology standpoint. It's an incredible team of people that put this together, and I'm very honored to serve with them. They've done an excellent job, and we're very proud to put this out in the marketplace.
You've been listening to Ian Parker. He is the CEO of Cary Health, Inc. He's been my guest today. They trade on the OTC markets. Look them up. They're trading around $1.30 a share, give or take, maybe a couple of cents there. Ticker symbol EMOR. Ian, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully this will be the first time of many. Come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.